Oh, yes, and then it was another day. And not a day for Jesus to rest. Another day when Jesus was speaking in the synagogue at Capernaum. Oh, people had heard of him feeding so many the day before that even more people came. And this time they heard Jesus say,
I am the bread of life, and I am the water of life.
He was saying whoever believed in him would never hunger and would never thirst. But then he said that anyone who followed his ways would have to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Well, they didn't understand what that meant. Well, they asked the leaders of the synagogue in Capernaum, and they said he meant it literally, eating his flesh and drinking his blood. And that was too much for many people. They turned away from Jesus that day. In fact, so many people turned away that Jesus even went to the 12 and asked if they wanted to go. It was Simon Peter who answered for them. He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Well, I think that's how all of us felt, those of us who stayed. Those of us who stayed with Jesus. Well, once you realize he is the Son of God, where else is there to go? And so we stayed with Jesus. And we continued traveling with him. We were traveling mainly in Galilee. And sometimes people would say to him, Oh, if you want to be taken seriously as a prophet, you must go to Jerusalem. But Jesus always said,
My time has not yet fully come.
Time and again he said it. My time has not yet fully come. Soon enough, it was time for the Feast of the Tabernacles that year. And again, this time, his own brothers were saying to him, Go to the Feast of the Tabernacles, be seen in Jerusalem. But again, he said, his time had not yet fully come. So he didn't go with them. When many went in the great caravans traveling together as we do in our land. Instead, Jesus went later. He went on his own. He went quietly and privately. And then he appeared in the temple and he spoke with such authority that the people were astounded. But no one would speak out in favor of Jesus. For the rulers of we Jews had all said that if people did that, they would be put out of the synagogue. All that might sound to you like they couldn't go to the synagogue on the Sabbath morning. Oh, but no, it means so much more. The loss of the livelihood, and not just that person's livelihood, their whole family's livelihood. Oh, it was a costly thing to say you followed Jesus. So instead, people whispered about him. Some said he could not be a prophet because prophets did not come from Galilee. Well, that's not true. And others said he could not be the Messiah because the Messiah was born in Bethlehem. Well, if they'd stopped to find out, they'd have found out that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Oh, but it didn't really matter, for none of it stopped Jesus doing what Jesus did.